Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily for your personal devotion. After listening to Turning Point and engaging whatever faith prophetic action we are led to take for the day, pray more for yourself and on your own. Then rebroadcast to all of your contacts. Let what is blessing you bless those connected to you. Welcome to Thursday, the sixth day in February 2025. As usual, open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent our way today and be responding with amen, I receive it. May God bless your day. May all pending issues of your life receive divine attention. I prophesy from today, you will walk in God's raw power. The Holy Spirit took me to Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 3 to pray for everyone today. It reads, you have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn you northward. That is the word. Long enough. Long enough. I'm led to prophesy and counsel all long enough issues in my listeners' lives. But before I pray for you, let me ask you, what are the long enough issues in your life or around you that you want God to break or change for you? I heard it well. I want to cancel all the long enough issues in my children's life. Two long matters you will pray for yourself before I add my own prayer. So, what are the long enough issues? Something you've been struggling and battling with privately? Something you want God to remove from the life of your children, your spouse, your parents, your sibling, your career, your platform, your health? Pray loud enough for your own ears to hear you. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I reject long enough issues affecting my life. All the too long enough crises in my marriage, pains in my body, mention the sicknesses and the diseases, if you know them. Too long delays in marriage, conception, and bearing my babies. Struggles over my job, promotion in the office, admission, graduation, delay and deniers, delay in my issuing of my visa or traveling document, work permit, indefinite stay, citizenship, green card, whatever it is called where you are, mention it. Long enough. Addiction. Addiction to what? Mention them. Mention long enough sinful habit in my life. Besetting sin. Masturbation, lesbianism, immorality. Long enough debts I'm owing. Oppression, depression, evil dreams, fear, anxiety, and other sufferings. Call on them. He said, I want to cancel long enough. Say it again and again. Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 3. He says, you have stayed long enough on this mountain. Pray with your own mouth and cancel whatever has been challenging you for long enough. Old battles that you are still fighting. Inherited causes and covenants. Are you praying? Pray against all the too long enough negative issues in your life. Reject them in Jesus' name. Say them again and again. Now let me pray. I heard God clearly in my spirit. I want to cancel all the long enough problems in the life of my children. So I agree with every one of you that is praying this prayer. All long enough issues and challenges, diseases, afflictions, be canceled today. They come to an end in your life and family today in Jesus' name. Do this. Rise up, take some steps forward in your room, then turn right and take some few steps forward and declare the yoke is broken. All long enough problems in my life, you are broken today. Shout, I'm free. Confess it and say, I'm free. I'm free forever. Amen. I say amen. You begin to see the change, the hand of God, and the manifestation of power from now on. Send all your testimonies when you begin to see these changes. February 6th, celebrant. Let me pray for you. Your bad day is blessed. Your new age is blessed. You will live long. You will live well. As you grow in age, you will grow in grace. You will live to see to your third and fourth generation. In Jesus' name, say amen, I receive it. Right now, let's move on to testimonies. Be connecting by faith and also by sacrificial seed if you can. Remember that I added, if you can. We do not buy God's blessings, and we cannot pay God for his miracles. It's all by grace. But when we make a sacrificial seat to back up, something moves in heaven. First testimony today. My daddy and TPJF, I'm declaring that the Lord is good to us on this platform. Daddy asked us to write names of those who bless us during this period. I wrote 7 names. About half 5 people have blessed me in cash and kind. I got blessed from 2 unexpected sources today. This is the most exciting Christmas in the last few years. Thank you, Daddy, for your uncommon prayers and teachings. Merry Christmas. Wow, I'm just able to read this since Christmas time. Somebody said, good day, Pastor. January is a month I will never forget. God used an old friend to bless me financially, even set up my POS business for me, and promised to do more. May his name alone be glorified forever. Listeners, God will send destiny helpers to your life, your business, and your children's life. Another person, I want to return all glory to God Almighty for his mercy on me and my family throughout 2025. From the beginning of this year, God has started again. Daddy, all the prayers from this altar, they are working for me and my family. All the seeds we are sowing, they are working wonderfully. We have joy like a river since I located this prayer mountain. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you, Daddy, for allowing God to use you for us. That's the testimony of everyone since I located this mountain. Please stay connected. More will be coming for you. After Daddy asked us to raise our phone for prayers of alert on the 3rd of February, the Lord blessed me with 500,000 naira. Tithe has been sent to the Commission GTB account. Thank you, Jesus. Because you are a faithful tither, expect 5 million, expect 50 million, expect 500 million. There is no limit. All listeners, be faithful. There is no limit. There is no extent God cannot take you to. Another person. Good morning, Daddy and my TPJ family. 1. God brought my son back to life when he fainted in the school. 2. God made provision for my son to return back to school. He provided for me, even through somebody I never expected. 3. He came through for my daughter in school. 4. I received healing for my leg pain during healing week. 5. Alert upon alert. Daddy, please pray that my son pass his GCE exam with distinction. 6. Out of the 5 things Daddy said we should write, God has answered 2. 7. Out of the 7 names Daddy said we should write for blessings this end of the year, 4 has responded. So I have come to return all glory to God. Thank you, Daddy, also for being a source of blessings to us all. Let's just be thanking God. Another testifier. TPGF, I thank God of this commission for answering my prayers. God came through for me in my business. The tithe has been transferred to GT account of the commission. Please, Daddy, pray for all my children to be successful in their lives. I'm a widow that trusts God and this commission for everything. God bless you, Pastor. The husband of the widow, the father of the fatherless, will stand by you. Somebody said, I want to thank God for credit alert. After Daddy has mentioned earlier this week, alert upon alert. The financial favor I have been expecting from a friend finally came through after the mention of the word. Tithe and seed, 2-2-2, sent already. Praise the Lord. Because you are a tither and a seed sower, the blessing will never stop. Good morning, TPGF and Daddy Femi Emmanuel. I have a testimony. On Monday, 3rd of February, you prayed for alert upon alert. I received it for the first time in my life. My sister-in-law credited my account. And that will be the first time I will experience this since I joined this commission. You will experience more in Jesus' name. My listeners, you shall be the next testifier in the name of Jesus. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Yes, today is the D-Day, Thursday Prayer Mountain Service, Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos. We shall hold two services as usual, 7 to 9 a.m., 2 hours, first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m., another 2 hours, second service. TPGF members and listeners in and around Lagos, don't miss the first prayer mountain service today. Leave home on time to beat the traffic, being the first prayer mountain in the month. All in attendance shall be given the special February anointing oil for timely help, support, and assistance. The anointing oil we received in December was anointing for favor. Testimonies are coming. January, it was anointing for new things in the new year. Testimonies are coming. But today, the oil you'll be giving is the oil for these three things: support, help, and assistance. No one can make it alone in life. We all need help in all areas of life. Come and receive this oil, and when you wake up every morning before you go out, you anoint yourself, anoint your children, if they are still around, or their photographs, their clothing, their items in the house. Anoint your office, your shop, your factory. Anoint your things, anoint your room, anoint your compound. All listeners, come and receive this anointing oil in February for timely help and support. It is free. We also give you anointed mantle for laying and receiving miracle. It is also free. We have written out relevant Bible verses and the prayers to pray that will also be given to you. So every morning, as you anoint yourself, your office, your work, you use these Bible verses to pray and lay your mantle. The two prayer mountain services shall hold concurrently in Dominion City, Ibadan, Konopo, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Uyo, and Port Harcourt centers. Same time, same prayers, same impact, same result. Please be there. Month has ended. So if you are a monthly tither, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the 222 seed we are sowing this month, do so without delay. If you want us to send you the commission's account number, send a WhatsApp message, or please send me the account number, the PayPal, and the HSBC to +234 809 789 4000. On feeding the poor and the hungry, the committee we put in place have been working around the clock. As at now, the consignment of heaps of rice bags and garlic bags have already been secured. They are working on others. And then the repackaging, the branding, and the logistics of distribution, they are all going on. But we still need more. If God is giving you the grace, the Zenith account of the welfare is still there. Do. And as soon as your alert comes in, I pray for you. The problem you help in solving in others will not show in yours. I prophesy to everyone's life today, go and see the power of God. Go and see the raw power of God. You are returning today with testimonies. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, answer me where you are. Truly blessed. Bye.